can't guarantee you that I will give you hope, but maybe a little hope, and maybe some good advice or some inspirational advice, although not from me. I thought because, not in my words, but in the words of much greater people, as you will hear, I thought somehow this time of the year, with the debates and with elections, and also because we talk so much about leadership and the lack of leadership and what makes a leader, that when I knew that I was coming tonight, I don't do a lot of speeches, so I don't really have a prepared text, I thought I would talk a little bit about what does make a leader. I have met and interviewed so many leaders in all of these years, 12 different interviews with presidents, 20 different heads of state, some of them in the most powerful positions in their countries, and then others of them out of power, sometimes the same person in and out of power. I remember interviewing the Shah of Iran when he sat with his wife in Tehran and said that she could not rule, that even though she was the regent, that women were not able to rule. They just were not smart enough or strong enough. And then interviewing him again when he was in exile in Morocco, when his wife was then in charge, and his wife was the one who had to make the decisions, and his wife was the one who had to carry on after he died. And Yasser Arafat, whom I was watching on the news tonight, the first time I met him, and